Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And today we're changing it up a little bit. This is a 10 o'clock hour, and we're doing the On the House hour with our special guest, Kyle Whitland of Sun Valley Solar Solutions. If you want to talk solar, this is your hour. Lines are open, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent in to 411-923. And you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And if you do call the 800 number, just know there's an auto attendant that's there now. You can bypass that message by hitting 1, and that'll put you right into the studio. And I'm really excited about today's conversation because solar, in a lot of minds, is self-explanatory. It's using sun's energy for electricity. But Kyle, you guys have been pretty busy with a new program that I'm really excited about. Why don't you tell our listening audience what y'all put together?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for that, Romy. Before I do that, I feel like I'd like to just do a shout out of thanks, seeing that it's Memorial Day for our veterans and for the sacrifices that they've made on our behalf.
Amen. Thank you.
This is their weekend. So before we talk about solar, I wanted to make sure that I got that out there. So I have a few things to share with you, Romy. I mean, we talked yesterday and I filled you in. This is all new. Your audience is the first audience to hear about all of this stuff. And the stuff that went live on our website this morning literally went live an hour ago. In fact, I realized I hadn't even had a chance to brief my weekend emergency auto attendant. So if she pops up, she's not going to be able to help you with what we're talking about. Just close her out and move right on. But so one of the most common questions that we get about solar is, what does solar cost? And traditionally, it's a long, winding road of looking at different data points to get people to a cost. And not everybody who's sort of at the beginning of their research process is ready to sort of sit down to that level and look at all those data points to get to a price point. So we started rethinking about how we could potentially package solar so that it's a little bit easier.
And Kyle, one more thing about solar when we're talking misconceptions I want to start with. A lot of people, and hopefully our audience has caught on to this. I think they have, but we'll restate it. Solar doesn't mean you're independent of the grid.
Not typically. So that would be more of an off-grid system, which would include a solar component. But that's a much more complicated system that generally includes many different elements, batteries, generators, and all of those sort of backup redundant systems. Solar works in partnership with the grid. So it essentially, your solar panels offset what you're buying from the utility. So you still stay plugged into the utility because you have to get energy at night when the sun goes down. But your solar panels offset what you would normally buy in the day. So the goal is simply to reduce the amount that you're buying from the utility. And in some cases, you can eliminate what you're buying from the utility. I should say you can eliminate the bill by overproducing during the day. But yes, you always stay plugged into the grid so that you have a constant push-pull based on how much you're consuming versus how much you're producing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to get that established before we got farther into it, because we always end up backtracking to correct that mindset. So
yeah, it's kind of the holy grail, right? To be able to just unplug from the grid entirely. And it is possible to do, but it's usually much more complicated than just solar panels.
And there's no leasing program when we're talking solar for that either.
Right. Exactly. So what we've done is, so we have been doing this for about 15 years. We've got about 8,000 residential systems installed throughout the valley. And we have many, many megawatts of commercial systems installed throughout the valley. So that gave us this massive data set that we could look at. And we have a pretty good understanding of where system size and performance align for the best return for most customers? So what we did was we looked at that data set and we said, we're going to prepackage four systems in the four most common sizes for most Arizona homes. And by prepackaging it that way, then we kind of created an economies of scale that allowed us to pass that savings along to the end user. So these systems are available in a small, medium, large, and extra large with a fixed price point, $49 a month, $69 a month, $99 a month, and $129 a month. And then we have a tool that you can use to estimate which size system you would need for your home and to estimate what your savings would be. So you can access that by just going to sunvalleysolar.com/savings. It went live this morning. It walks you through a few steps, and it gives you an ideal system size. You can see how big that array looks on an actual roof. And then you can play around with the different sizes. You can see the savings. You can see the actual incentives that are available in your zip code, and you can see how those affect the price point. And if you want to move to securing one of those systems, these are owned systems. These are not leases. You own these. You can take them with you. You can add to them. You know, it's your system to do with it as you please. sunvalleysolar.com/savings will get you right to that tool, and you can see how they come together.
And you don't need to be an electrical engineer. Kyle opened this up for Romy and I to play with yesterday just to test it. I mean, I had my data for my house plugged in and an answer. I think it was in less than 5 minutes. I mean, this is, if you've been reluctant to talk or consider solar because you think it's too technical, this tool that they've put out there makes it incredibly easy to even get to that first point of deciding, okay, well, do I want to talk to somebody? I was told by the software in the next 30 years, I'm going to save $105,000. Does that make you want to talk to somebody? Yeah, that makes you want to talk to somebody. So my congratulations to Kyle for putting this particular tool together, because I think the technical concepts, the technical aspects of solar keep a lot of people from engaging in the industry.
I think you're right, and that's been our experience as well, and we see this when we're at the home shows and whatnot, and somebody will come up and say, you know, I've got a 2,000 square foot house, I've got one air conditioner, how much to put solar on it? And of course, traditionally the response has been, well, we need to look at your energy usage and all of that, and we still want to look at that stuff. But by doing these prepackaged systems, we can at least get people to a price point. We can know that you're probably in the medium sized category. A medium sized system will cost you about $70 a month, and that's going to offset about this much. Now, if somebody wants to sort of look at that medium and say, well, what if this and what if that and what if I did this? That's fine. We'll have that conversation. But at least this gives them a starting point. It gives them some context for what a, you know, sort of a basic system would cost them and where they can enter the solar world and what kind of expected savings they would have out of that. And they don't have to sit down for a 45-minute consultation. They can sort of do their own research. And then if they want to have a chat with us, we'd love to.
And once you take a look at what prepackaged system your data feeds that particular customer, they can take a look at that and say, okay, here's about what my savings are going to be on the long term. It's a system I own. Here's what it's going to cost me per month versus what it's going to save me per month. I mean, it gets you to a place where you can just get to some yes or no decisions really fast, or it's a place where you're going to develop more questions. Well, then the folks at Sun Valley Solar will be more than happy to be there and provide you answers. You don't have to be intimidated to open the door by using this particular software. I think it's brilliant.
And I filled it out just like Rosie said, complete curiosity, see how it works. And you had said your savings was in the $100,000. Mine was $220,000 to $270,000 over a 30-year period of time.
Oh, that's what it takes to run a farm.
Yeah, you guys have big operations there to run. So yeah.
Well, we've got callers lining up for you, Kyle. One has a. Let's get to. I'm going to go to Scott first because he's got a great question about replacing solar panels and make sure I get this all right. Scott, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for roofing the house and Kyle taking my phone call. Here, I'll just give you some brief background. From my swag scientific wild ass guest, I ended up getting a 15-panel, 250-watt panel, Solar City, which is now Tesla Solar System. We agreed that it was going to be $500 to remove and replace, but when they did the written contract, they just conveniently left it off the written contract. So now I have to do my own remove and replace. I've been contacting solar companies down in Tucson. What do I need to ask? What do I need to look for? What should a 15-panel system probably cost? Because I've seen this all the way from a low of $2,250 to a high of $5,000. So it's all over the place. And that's an unforeseen expense because, unfortunately, roofs don't last forever anymore.
That is a really good question. So,
and Kyle,
all, sorry. Yeah.
I apologize. This is a great question. Scott, sorry that you're in the situation you're in. And I've got to beg everyone's patience because of everything we can do at Rosie on the House, we can't stop the clock.